75 degrees. I'm Jim Monk, News Radio 790 KFGO.
This is Make Sense of Your Mortgage with the experts at Valley Mortgage on KFGO. The home mortgage refinance and construction loan experts are here to answer all your questions. Hear from the Valley's largest independent mortgage lender, Valley Mortgage. Now, let's make sense of your mortgage on It Takes Two with Amy and JJ.
Kristen is here with us from Valley Mortgage. Kristen, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Let's talk appraisal waivers to start things off. What is it and when do you get one?
You know, we're seeing a lot more appraisal waivers out there in the market than I think we've ever seen before. What an appraisal waiver is, it allows us to use the value, you know, tax assessed value, taking into consideration any improvements the borrower might have completed, and give a value based on information that's out there, and then not have to do an appraisal. So the time that we are able to do those appraisal waivers, we're getting them a lot on a rate term refi. So if someone just wants to do a rate term refi, and there's a lot of houses in that area that have sold, and it's you know, we can pull some available data for it. The nice thing is even if it's a rate term and it's, let's say, up to 85% loan to value, we are seeing those rate term refis not need an appraisal. And it's not just in town. We're seeing them out, you know, in Roseau and Grand Forks and Holly and Horace. So it's not just in town that we're able to do that on.
Kristen, is it ever beneficial to have an appraisal versus just the tax assessed value?
You know, on a when we're looking at the big picture, as far as when we do it on a purchase, because we also have clients that do it on a purchase, they're taking the risk, you know, of purchasing a house without having an appraisal completed. Now, most of the time they've had a home inspection already completed, so they know they've, you know, kind of the ins and outs of the house as far as having somebody look at it. You know, the biggest benefit of having is making sure, A, like on a purchase, that the value is there, that, you know, the true market of what you're purchasing the house for is what the market value of the house is. So it's kind of keeping your checks and balances. On a refi, the benefit is obviously if it comes in with a higher value, you know, you're at a less loan to value than, let's say, 80 or 85, possibly the removal of private mortgage insurance or even getting a better rate because the loan to value now, instead of being, let's say, 82%, maybe is now 75%.
What about time when it boils down to it? I know an appraisal can take add some more time to that borrowing process. But let's say you're moving into a new house and you have the ability to put this 15% or more down. And gosh, your house is going to close before you can get into this house. Does that timeline kind of affect whether or not you should go for an appraisal waiver?
It can if we've got a quick turnaround. You know, with as wonderful as rates have been, our appraisers are so busy and swamped in the market that, you know, we're used to getting appraisals a lot quicker. Right now, they're out at a minimum of 4 weeks. And so it really pushes back, you know, the whole process a little bit when we're waiting on that appraisal. So, you know, the nice thing is if we don't have to do an appraisal, we can make sure that we're closing on time. We can move the closing up if need be, just to make sure that we're, you know, meeting all of the requirements.
Kristen, can we also talk quickly about pre-approval versus pre-qualification?
Absolutely. So a lot of times people will call in and say, you know, what is the pre-approved, you know, I want to get pre-approved or I want to get pre-qualified, and not really, I guess, sure what the difference is between the both. You know, if you're looking to get a pre-approval, we're verifying your income, we're verifying your credit, we've pulled credit, we've done a credit report, we're verifying your assets for closing, really looking at the whole picture. So, you know, getting the pay stubs, getting the W-2s, getting bank statements. If someone tells you that, hey, they're just looking to get pre-qualified, it's more of, you know, they're giving us an idea of, hey, this is what my monthly income is, this is what my monthly debts are, what do you think I could be pre-qualified for?
So if somebody, let's say, is actively out there, they maybe even find a house that they want to put an offer on, and they're only pre-qualified, what does that do to their chances of getting that home?
You know, honestly, it makes their chances a lot slimmer. And what I mean by that is we're seeing houses go very quickly on the marketplace right now with multiple offers. And if you don't have that pre-approval letter ready to hand in with your offer could be passed to the next one because someone already has their pre-approval letter ready.
Kristen is saying don't even dare look at pictures of a house online without calling her.
Absolutely.
It will make the process much more seamless and easy for you if you have all of this into place before you start looking. I know, I even know of a few people who have run into this problem where they have found something they've liked, thought the process would be pretty easy to get pre-approved. And while it is easy, it's just, if you have it done in advance, it will expedite it so much more.
And not only that, but we can make sure that the houses that you're looking at are actually in your price range and they're, you know, what you're pre-approved for.
Kristen, when you get pre-approved, does that lock in your rate?
No. So we will lock somebody in once they actually have a purchase agreement. So once they have a purchase agreement signed and ready and completely executed, then we will go ahead and get them locked in and kind of get the process started from there as far as getting appraisal and title work and all that good stuff rolling.
So really, you could start looking for homes if you're pre-qualified, but there really is an essential step, which is the actual pre-approval.
Correct. Yep.
And there is a benefit to working with you guys over other lenders. I mean, you guys are local. You're here.
Absolutely. So, you know, when we have those questions, we our underwriting or processing is all in-house. So when we have a question and maybe, you know, income is, you know, we need to help verify income or, you know, there's tax returns and business tax returns or something, we have our underwriters in our office that we can go and say, hey, I need you to get a quick look at this. What are your thoughts? And they can do the process right then and there. It's not something that we have to send away, and we can get it done, you know, within minutes.
Oh, you hear that? That's why you trust Valley Mortgage. Yeah. That sounds great. Rather than bouncing it around to 20 other people in other states and communities that you don't ever see. Kristen, if people want to find you at Valley Mortgage and they want to maybe hop online, where are they going to find you?
Yep. So they can give us a call at 701-461-8450, or we're at valleymortgageinc.com.
And it's a great time to buy, I understand.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Kristen. We appreciate it.